Test, test. Talking with Linda Bowers. This is October 24th, 1981 at the Micanopy Crafts Festival.
I learned it from my mother, so I've watched her do it all, you know, all my life. So.
Did she always use a sewing machine?
Uh-huh.
Is there any handwork in it at all? I don't see much. I guess there's some.
No, I guess it's basically all done on a machine.
How long has it been in the people, in the Seminole people?
What, the patchwork?
I don't know
how long it's been in.
As far back as you know?
Yeah.
But I guess it wasn't always done on machine. Are there patchwork pieces?
No.
Not that you know of. So it doesn't have a lot of tradition in the tribe?
I guess it does, but...
But it's very...
They were more simpler than these now. They weren't as complicated as these.
Is it important to the people that this is done? Is it something that you take a lot of pride in? Or is it more something that you use to make worth?
I guess it's important. They teach them in schools. On a reservation, they teach the young kids. Some people, that's what they make their living on.
Do the kids like to do it?
I don't have one.
The kids seem to enjoy doing it, the young
people? Yeah, uh-huh.
Mostly girls?
Uh-huh.
I guess boys don't do it.
No, but they have boys, little boys and girls, so there's some in classes.
Neat. There are, all the designs have names, don't they?
Yeah.
Do these have names, those that you're wearing?
No, huh?
No.
I don't know all of them. Huh? No, for Big Cypress. Which one? Yeah, there's more than one.
I told a girl. She lives in.
I don't know. There's. She went to Cooper City? She must have lived in Hollywood then. Oh. Probably from Hollywood.
That's okay. Do you know where the names came from? The names for some of the designs?
They just named it because that's what it looked like.
Uh-huh. Did they set out to make it look like something, or did they?
No, they just did it.
They
work with it.
Look like something. They
yeah.
It, and then they kept doing it after that.
Uh-huh.
Do you know any other people that sew like this, that do this kind of work?
Yeah, almost all the elderly. There's all kinds of sewing. There's different patchwork.
How long does it take you to make like a jacket?
It depends. It depends if I just sit down and sew it straight 8 hours.
8 hours.
But I can't. I gotta get up and take care of the baby and go do this and sit down a couple hours and get up and.
So would you maybe work on one for a week and finish about like that?
Uh-huh, about a week.
And these little doll dresses, I guess you could do in a day or so.
Yeah, doll dresses, you can do them in a day.
Are your children going to learn to sew?
Yeah, they probably will. Because they watch me do it, so.
Do you think it's important that they learn?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's important?
I know it's always been a Seminole lifestyle, you know, so part of tradition and culture.
Let me interrupt your work here. You could do that. Tell me a little bit about Big Cypress. Have you always lived there?
No, I didn't live there all my life. I moved there when I was about 5 on trail. So.
That's mostly what you remember?
Uh-huh.
What do you like the best about living out there? It must be pretty unique.
It's quiet. It's not like living in town or city. It's more.
Is that the best part, that it's quiet?
Yeah. I think it's peaceful. More peaceful, so.
How many people live out there?
Probably about 450 on Big Cypress.
And you all know each other?
Uh-huh. Everybody knows everybody.
Is it everything that
goes yeah.
What do you miss when you come away from it, when you're out here?
Probably sleeping in my own bed. Home cooked meals.
What kind of foods do you eat mostly in your family?
I know we eat regular. I fix regular meals. So.
Are there people who eat more traditional foods?
There are more combination now. There's some tradition and regular. They mix together, so.
What kind of foods are traditional?
Fry bread, sofki.
Sofki?
Uh-huh.
That's the name of the bread?
No, sofki is a liquid, something you drink.
What's it made from?
You can make it different things from a flour, oatmeal, grits, rice.
Is it alcoholic?
No, huh?
It's
just
like a
cooked
tea.
With water. You don't sweeten it.
Well, you just soak the grains for a while?
No, you let it boil.
Oh, you boil it?
Uh-huh.
And then you strain it out?
No, you just boil it in. Excuse me. And you just drink it.
Do you have any special music that you associate with the tribe in your family? That you listen to or that you sing or play?
We listen to country music.
But there is the traditional music.
Yeah, but we don't listen to that.
Do it. Mm. Do you know people who do?
$1.50. No, there might be some, but I don't know any that does.
You still use the old language, though, in your family?
Uh-huh. Miccosukee language?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all the children know it?
Uh-huh. They know it. They teach the language in school.
Do they teach English in school, too?
Uh-huh. That's what most of them learn growing up, just English. So they teach them in schools.
And they learn Miccosukee.
Uh-huh.
I guess there must be a lot of change in Seminole life. There must have been in the last.
Yeah.
No, I was asking you about changes in the life that you've seen over your lifetime. It must have gotten a lot more busy and a lot harder to be traditional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think the kids will want to carry on and get back to some of that? There's a lot of that around.
Yeah, because right now they're trying to teach them, or trying to teach the young kids now, teenagers, all that, trying to make them aware of what's happened.
Did you have when you were going to school, when you were young, were you taught not very much of your traditional lore? You learned a lot more?
I guess I was taught, but I was away for 9 months when I was in school, so.
You were away?
I went to school in Oklahoma.
Oh, so. In an Indian school? You think the young people will try to carry on? Are they being taught?
Yeah, they're trying to teach them, trying to make them aware of it, so they will carry on. Or so they can. I don't use to burn it. I can give it to my sister.
What I want to know is how you can live in a chicky with all those mosquitoes around.
Well, years ago, that's what they lived in anyway. Chickies, in the evening, you know, they have a fire. Put a Spanish moss on top of it, put a smoke up there, and it'll run the mosquitoes off. And then during the night, they just get a mosquito net and sleep under it.
So they had a net?
Yeah.
Did they make nets themselves?
They make nets themselves.
How did they make a net that fine? What would you make it of?
They use a kind of like a real, anyhow, they have these tin material, kind of like a. I don't know what kind of material they would call it, but it's real fine, you know. It's kind of like a white material, but it's real thin than rest of the area.
A fiber of some kind?
It's not a. I wouldn't know what the name of it is, but that's what they use, you know. It's a material. It's kind of like a cloth, but it's real thin, and that's what they use.
That they would weave themselves.
Yeah.
Would it be like something they would peel out of a plant or something?
No, it's just like a regular material they have right here, you know, like your shirt or pants or whatever, you know. But where you can get some kind of ventilation, where you can just go ahead and get it, where you can have enough air while you're sleeping.
How long have they been living in chickens?
Well, as far as I know.
No.
They've been living in chickies all their lives, you know.
Yeah.
And not too long ago, that's when they started having these houses, and that's what they live in today. And
here.
Most of them still live in chickies, and we have majority of them live in houses now.
Yeah, when I was on the reservation, I saw that most people had a house and a chickie, or maybe two or three.
Yeah, they always have to have that chickie on the side, you know. Sometimes they say it's too hot on the inside, so they just go outside and sit around in that fresh air.
How do you seal the top of it? That's what I can figure out how they would keep it dry on the sides, but how do you get the top of it waterproof?
On the peat?
Yeah.
Well, you put all the fans up, kind of like shingling. You start from the bottom first, and then all the way up to the top. You cut the stalks, off maybe like 2 inches stalk left on that. And then you just nail them all the way across, and you have like about two inches, you know, in space all the way across. And then when you get the palmetto fence, you just lay them across the long ways. Mm-hmm.
So it's just like shingles.
Yeah. Right? And then you just you stack them on there maybe about 3 or 4 times, you know, back and forth, and then you put the weight on there, and then to hold that palmetto fence up there, and that way it won't slide off, or wind won't blow it off, or it would leak, you know.
What's the hardest part about building one? Cutting them?
Going out in the woods and trying to find the straight logs, cutting them, and then peel the logs, you know.
The cypress?
Yes. And there's a certain time of year where the cypress can peel real good. That's around like June, July, and maybe first part of August, and then the sap will just go ahead and stick back to the wood again. But it's just only a certain time of year when the water just soaks in there and just bark, you just peel it right off. But now, like right now, you have to use a draw blade to peel all them.
This is all early fall.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to make, say, a 10 by 10 if you were doing it by yourself?
Yeah, if I was doing it by myself, 10 by 10, it would take about maybe 2 days, maybe a little more. But if I had a help, it would take me about a day and a half or so.
They have a platform, don't they, to sit on underneath, or is it just sit on the floor?
Well, most of the time, when I go build a chiquita, I just build a chiquita, and that's it. But if they ask for a platform, I go ahead and put a platform too.
Is that not tradition?
Well, that's kind of tradition. You know, that's what they used to anyway, you know, years ago. That's what they slept on, and just, you know, when they slept on a platform or something like that, and, you know, just keep away from the snakes and animals and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think I'd want to be on a platform. What do you like best about living in Big Cypress?
Well, I like, because it's not in town, you don't hear any sirens or anything, or the kind of noises and stuff like that, and like the pollution or anything, you know. Everything's kind of like a fresh air, and all the woods, and all the stuff I use to work with, you know, it's all out there, so that's, I like living out there and just do all my work out there.
So you're really living pretty traditionally.
Yeah.
Except for the television.
Yeah, except for War Series.
I like it out there, too. I think I can live out there pretty nicely. I like it quiet. My folks have a cabin up in the mountains. And it's the same thing. It's out in the woods. Nowhere close to anybody. It's crazy out here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is there any traditional Indian food that you eat much?
Well, like venison, and we have this bird they call curlews, you know, wild turkeys. And like fry bread or pumpkin bread or something like that, you know. We have a gopher soup or turtle soup or something like that. Just about everybody on a reservation from Big Cypress, you know, usually eat all that, you know.
Do you hunt?
Yes, we can hunt year round, you know. Like, anytime I get a notion to go hunt, I just go out in the woods and see what I can find.
Can you usually find something?
Yeah, you can usually find a deer or something. Something that you don't have to buy. The only thing you have to buy is like maybe a shell, that's all. You know, they don't cost very much. But for one shell, if you had to get a meat, you know, so going in the store and buy like so much a pound for over $1.
You think your kids are brought up to be living in a more traditional way because you're doing it yourself?
Well, I don't know. I hope so. I hope they, you know the difference of it, you know. But most of them, you know, they all, you know, we try to teach them the Indian language. much, you know, like Mississippi. We try to teach them every word about Mississippi and everything. And like her, she speaks it all the time, you know. Some of the kids out there, you know, they can't even speak a word of Indian, you know. We try to keep her, put her straight on the Indian side. You know.
More than the other one?
Yep. But in Big Cypress, we have a school from first to eighth grade, and they have classes for the kids, you know, where they can have Indian stories where they can learn, and then they have a certain time day, or maybe about an hour or so, they can speak Indian, you know, teach them Indian language, stuff like that.
What happens after the eighth grade?
They go into Clewiston High School. They go to public school.
That seems like it would be a long ride.
It is. It's 42 miles one way.
Is there a bus?
Yeah, they transport them by bus.
Do you have to pay for that, or the school system?
I think government pays for it.
It's a long way.
That's why a lot of them don't usually finish school out there. They, you know, they have to get on the bus around 6:30 in the morning. A lot of them don't get up, you know, so they don't even bother finish it.
Are there any plans, do you know, to build a school out on the reservation?
I don't know. They cut so many funds out, I don't know whether they're going to build anything or what.
And there aren't many of you out there.
No, there's about 300 Seminoles out there in Big Cypress. That's the biggest reservation, but they got less Seminoles out there in that reservation than the other two.
I think it's going to get ready to rain here pretty soon.
Yeah. It's working on it.
Rick, you from slam somebody. It seems like most of the kids are learning Seminole ways.
Yeah.
At least out there, I guess.
Yeah, majority of them are.
What about the ones that live in town? How do you feel about them?
Well, just like I said, they live in town. All they do is just speak English all the time, you know. Some of them probably never went hunting before, or, you know, never even tried to build a chickee, or, you know, or any tradition or custom of Seminole ways, you know. They probably, you know, they just been in town all their lives, and all they know how to do is speak English, and that's all.
Do you know any traditional songs?
Well, not right now.
Do you do traditional things, ceremonies and holidays and celebrations?
They have green cornets, they call it. That's around July. That's in Brighton. That's held in towards Fort Pierce, but, you know, that's where all the Indians used to live before they move down to Brighton. That's where they usually hold their ceremonies over there. It takes about a week out there.
You go to it?
Yeah, if I'm around the area, I usually go down there too.
Is it mostly, you know, is it mostly for to see people and have a good time, or is it more serious than that?
It's good to see people and have a good time, and then At certain times they get all serious. That's where all the men get scratched, and getting their old blood out and get the new blood in, and it's just like going into church and confessing all that. And that's similar to it, you know.
You do that every time you go to it?
Every time.
Are there things that happen to you when you get to be a man?
That's when you become a man, you know, that's when you get scratched.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
But then you keep on doing it every
year? Yeah, every year. See, they can only scratch you maybe about 3 or 4 times. But if you want to, you can get scratched more than just one time, you know. I mean, more than 4 times. You can go 10 times if you want to, but sometimes you get scratched so much, you know, it might get infected. So they just put this medicine on you all the time, you know. Every time they scratch you, they put a medicine on top of it.
Does it hurt? Is that...
Yeah, it hurts. They have these kind of like a straight pins. They got 4 straight pins on a piece of stick, about, maybe about 1/2 inch wide. And they got 4 needles sticking out. And they just, I think maybe about about 1/4 inch sticking out. And that's, they just stick that in and just scratch it like that.
Real fast.
Yeah.
A lot of blood?
Well, they ain't too much blood, you know. It's, they put, they wet your skin with different types of medicine first, and then they put that on there, and they scratch it, and they put medicine on top of you again. But it don't hurt too bad. But just the medicine man do all that scratching, you know.
That's like when you're about 13?
Yeah, about 13, 14. But when you're just a baby or maybe about 1 year old, they just put a little X on top of your fist, that's it. But when you get older, as you go older, they just use 1 needle, go like that. And then when you get old enough, they use that for.
Did you go this year?
No, I was in Washington when they were having that.
Oh, at the Folklife?
Yeah, Folklife Festival.
I always wanted to go up for that. I never had done it. Did you have a good time?
Yeah. See a lot of different people. Different nationalities. Sometimes you didn't know what they were saying to you.
Yeah. He was pretty. I know what. Okay, I know a lot of things.
Yeah, last year was the first time we ever come up here, and this is our second time.
You have to pay them a certain amount of money for space?
Yeah, $20, I believe.
Do you go to, like, Tallahassee?
Yeah, we go to Tallahassee. We go, that's about all over the state of Florida. And
I like what you were telling me about the school colors. Tell me that again.
Yeah. A lot of them, like FSU or University of Florida, you know. But if it's pretty close by where the school is, you know, if you got a bead work that's in that school color, they always want to get it. Always, no matter what the price is, they just go ahead and get it anyway, as long as that color's there. And the same thing with FSU. We was in Tallahassee. And we had a lot of stuff with FSU colors, and they just bought us out.
I went to FSU, and I always wondered how the Seminole people felt about the school just taking the name of the tribe like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I guess in recent years, and this may be part of what you're finding there, I think they're working hard to kind of put a lot of the real authentic tradition back into it and let the kids know, you know, a little more about what it's really about, not like some cartoon or something.
Yeah. Well, I don't really know how the different people feel, but you know, me and my brother and my brother-in-law was up in at the Gainesville had to do an alligator wrestling show over there. And me and my brother brought the alligator out for my brother-in-law. He went out there and wrestled. And it was a homecoming, I guess. It was about 2 years ago. It was FSU and the University of Florida would play. And we was putting on a show for him. And then the Seminole wrestled the alligator and turned him over on his back and, you know, got him. And all the FSU was cheering and everything, you know, Seminole beat the gator, you know. And then we had to go under the bleachers, University of Florida side, you know. We went under there. While we was going under there, I don't know if they liked us doing that or what, because they poured Coke all over us. Oh,
gotta get another piece of tape.